I'm speaking here with David Lohse at the Corn Utilization and Technology Conference. And first of all, David, tell me what you do for the Illinois corn growers.
Well, I'm Director of Research and Commercial Development for Illinois Corn Growers and Illinois Corn Marketing Board. So I have the opportunity of working closely with the ethanol industry, with the corn industry, working with the universities, the National Corn and Ethanol Research Center. So a lot of unique issues that I get to deal with, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, at this CUTC, as we call it, the topic of ethanol in various ways is coming up on the program. What are some of the things you see here that are you're looking forward to hearing presentations on?
Well, I think there's a wide range of issues, presentations that we're going to hear in the next day and a half, 2 days. This morning I heard some excellent comments from Monsanto on corn breeding and looking at future yield increases, looking at reduced nitrogen inputs. That's a very important issue that we're dealing with, proving that corn is very sustainable with higher yields and lower inputs. It is something that we have to convince US EPA of, and what the seed technology companies are doing in growing these yields with lower inputs is going to serve us very well in the future. Other issues that are going to be discussed is land use change, indirect land use change, issues again that we're facing with US EPA on trying to grow the corn ethanol industry.
Well, when you look at some of those issues, and you're obviously very involved with them just in your work that you're doing, what do you see right now as the information, the research, the obviously EPA needs, as you said, to take a really serious look at some of the research that's out there. But what is it that you guys are working on there that needs to get out into the public realm more so that people better understand how this is, what's really happening and what the real potential is?
Well, the longer that we've been involved in this, either the ethanol industry or the corn growers or the universities, what's really been, I think, very positive on all this is that science is on our side on these issues, whether it relates to yield increases, inputs for yield increases, whether it relates to greenhouse gas emissions from growing corn or from producing ethanol. Science is on our side. What we have to do is do the research, document the information, and make sure that it's forwarded to the federal agencies in a way that they can understand and believe. So we've been working with a lot of different researchers, a lot of different industry people on documenting those issues.
Do you think that message is getting there?
We've had some successes, I think. Just recently, University of Illinois Chicago came out with a tremendous new survey of the ethanol industry. The last complete survey was done in 2001, and that was completed with the help of U.S. Department of Agriculture. This time around, University of Illinois Chicago surveyed the existing industry and received over a 60% response rate from the industry, and found that right now the industry is using 30% less energy to produce a gallon of ethanol than they did when the last survey was taken 6 or 7 years ago. This is a tremendous benefit for the greenhouse gas emissions, or the so-called carbon footprint of corn ethanol, and that information is going to be forwarded to US EPA, of course. Argonne National Laboratory is expected to update their GREET models that looks at the life cycle analysis of fuels, biofuels compared to gasoline. That work will also be forwarded to the California Air Resources Board, hoping that it will impact the low-carbon fuel standard that they're proposing in California. So there's a lot of work being done in that area, a lot of looking at the new co-products that are coming out of ethanol plants and how that can benefit that so-called carbon footprint, reduce the greenhouse gas emissions, because ultimately our goal is to make corn starch ethanol an advanced biofuel. And right now, under the Energy Act that was passed in December 2007, we're allowed up to 15 billion gallons of ethanol from cornstarch out of the 36 billion that is in the RFS2. What we're trying to do is prove to US EPA, first of all, that corn ethanol can be an advanced biofuel based on its performance. And like I said, I think science is on our side.
And that's going to be critical to when you look at the fact that, well, right now, for all indications, we're going to have a great corn crop this year. What are we going to do with all this corn? I mean, people think, you know, there's a lot of people that think that somehow we're when we turn it into fuel, there's not enough for other uses. I think we've pretty well proven that we can supply it for all uses, at least at this point. But there is a need for finding new uses, and maybe growing the amount of ethanol that we can make is one way to do that.
Yeah, ethanol has become a very critical market for corn growers. But actually, our corn available for the livestock industry and for exports, that's growing alongside of our usage for corn in the ethanol industry. We saw a large carryout last year, and we may see an even larger carryout this year with what we're looking at as far as potential yields. And I think the technology companies are looking at the possibility of a 300 bushel per acre yield by 2030, and if we have that, we're going to need to find homes for that corn, and ethanol has the potential of being a tremendous market for it while reducing our dependence on foreign oil, providing a buffer for anything that might happen with price impacts or shortages. It's a perfect way of securing our future while providing an economic benefit to rural America and the U.S. as a whole.
Well, we're certainly going to keep our hopes up that the message will get out. We'll do our part to play in trying to make that happen as well. Thank you very much again. That's David Loos with the Illinois Corn Growers, and we're coming to you from the Corn Utilization and Technology Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.